Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Yet another pedestrian has died after being hit by a car in Nashville. This marks the 15th pedestrian death of 2026. This time last year, there had been only five. News Channel 5 reports the crash happened around 3:45 yesterday afternoon on the 400 block of Woodland Street, just east of downtown. A man named Antoine McBee has been charged with vehicular homicide by intoxication. He allegedly was driving very fast toward the street used to enter Interstate 24 when he veered over the yellow line and jumped a curb, killing a pedestrian on the sidewalk. The pedestrian, a 62-year-old man, died at the scene. New filings in an ACLU lawsuit say that bystanders in Memphis are fighting for their First Amendment rights to document the Memphis Safe Task Force. In court documents, people shared personal accounts of intimidation, stalking, and assault by law enforcement. For WPLN News, Emily West reports.
In a federal court filing, Hunter Dempster says he's been observing immigration and law enforcement for a decade. That only continued when the task force came to his hometown. Dempster says that federal agents followed him as he left scenes, watched his house, and pulled him over twice for a taillight that wasn't actually broken. When he went to contest the tickets, he found they were never entered into the court system. Jessica Choder also faced intense scrutiny. She says law enforcement tackled and arrested her while she was filming them from across the street. She was held in the Shelby County Detention Center for more than 24 hours. For much of that time, she didn't have access to a working toilet. She was charged with resisting official detention, but that charge was dropped. These accounts were part of a preliminary injunction in the ongoing case. It's not clear when a judge will issue a ruling. Emily West, WPLN News.
Tennessee gas prices are going down. The American Automobile Association reports the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline has decreased more than 20 cents compared to last week. Today, the state average is $3.87. What remains unclear is whether the prices will continue dropping. The cost of crude oil softened last week as the White House engaged in peace talks with Iran, but an agreement has been elusive.